Blog Talk Radio.
So tonight we're talking about how to create a compelling offer. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here in Studio U, talking to you tonight about creating an offer, creating something, creating the thing that gets your business the attention that it so desires. Okay, so we're going to go through a couple of points about how to create a compelling offer, what your compelling offer should entail, and why are you doing it. Okay, so that is what we're going to talk about tonight, and we're going to get into it. Now, if any of you guys are on my podcast or listening to my podcast ever want to have a conversation with me, I am doing 45 minute getting to the money sessions. And these sessions we go through my marketing software. We learn how to dominate your position in the market. We learn about things that you are doing in your business and what you are not doing in your business to help you get the results that you desire. So if anybody ever wants to go through this evaluation, it's 100% free. Click the link in my bio. Click on marketing evaluation, and we can go through that whole evaluation with you step by step on how to market your business. So keep that in mind as you're listening to me. Feel free to go through that. So how do you use a compelling upfront offer to lure your prospects away from your competitors? That is the question for tonight. What do you do? What do you say on your Instagram? What do you say on your post? What do you say when you're talking to people out there to make them want to buy your product? Why is your stuff stand out so much more than the next person's? Everything is about dominating your competitors' market, right? Everything is about dominating the market. So you have to actually offer your clients, give you something. When you're watching people's compelling offer and they're talking about something, what are those things that keep you entertained? And watching those offers. There's all kinds of marketing gurus out here that tells you something. And then you get their programs and you're like, oh, well, this is a lot of nothing. This is not exactly what I wanted. Right? So how did they even get your attention to get you that thing? The key to using a compelling offer is knowing and understand your customer's lifetime value. Now, everybody out here has a customer, and they're going to be your customer for a lifetime, right? You're hoping for this. Keep coming back, repetitive sales. So what are their lifetime values? So whatever product you have, say you're selling hair products. So that means they're going to come back once a month at $15 or $10 a pop, right? So 15 times 12 is... What is 15 times 12, guys? Somebody post that in the comments. I'm pull out my calculator real quick because I don't feel like doing the math in my head. So 15 times 12, right? So 15 times 12 is 180. So you're going to make $180 off of this person every year. That's with one product at $15, and they purchase it once a month. So if you do that times, and say they're your customer for 10 years, right? So that's $18,000 per customer that you're giving away. So out of that $180, per year that you're going to get from this person with that one product, what could you give them to make them your customer? What could you say to them that will compel them to be that customer? Because imagine if you had we're at 180 of these customers, right? With this one customer at a low $15 an item per month. So they're paying you $15 per month for their subscription for whatever it is. They come into your restaurant, they come into the your establishment, if they buy something online and they spend $15 per month, that is $180 per year for this one person, correct? Now, with this one person, if you multiply that one person by, let's say, by 10 people, let's keep this small and easy, that's $18,000 a month, $1,800 a month that you'll be making, okay? For 10 people, purchasing something one time from you once a month. And that's only 10, only one $15 product. That is eight, that's something you guys risk, right? And that's only 10 people every month. So if you double, if you can double that every month, and you now you say times 20, that is, that's not right. So we do a 180 times the 20, $3,600 a month. So $3,600 a month. How would an extra $3,600 a month look into your account? And that's only, that is only you picking up 20 customers a month for a year. 20 people. Can you talk to 20 people and make them pay you $15 per year? That is your value of your customers. That is the lifetime value of the customer. And more than you can, if you can get one, you can double it and you can triple it and you can keep doubling these numbers. So if you can get two customers out of the year to actually purchase your product, to purchase your items, you can, you'll get another, what was that number again? $3,000 per month, right? $3,600 per month that you'll get. Wouldn't that be great? Or per year, I'm sorry, that's a per year number. That's only $30 a month per customer. So, but if you can, if you graduate, if you keep duplicating this system and creating more products, you can get them. The ultimate goal is to have them purchasing five products from you every month at least $100 of item. Wouldn't that be great? $99 an item. So if we did the math on that part of it, if you got $99 item times our same old 20 people, we're just gonna keep 20 people. That's $1,980 a year. $1,900 a month. I'm sorry, $1,900 a month that you will be getting a month just for selling $20 items to those $99 items to 20 people. So that's about $2,000 a month that you can make off of just 20 people if you charge them $100 a month. That sounds great, right? But how are you going to get these people to come to you? What are you going to say? What are you saying to them? How are you enticing them to do this? You have to know your customer. You have to know who you're targeting, and you have to make a message that is compelling enough that will solve their problems and get them to and feel like they are willing to invest themselves into you or into themselves, really. You don't want them to invest in you. That's not the goal. The goal would be to invest into yourself. That's what you're telling your customer. You want them to invest in themselves, right? You want to give them something that can make them feel as if they're educated, it's lucrative, and it's going to help them solve that problem that they have. So why would you guys want more customers? How can you guys get more customers? That's the question out there. How do I get more people on my website? Compel them to get to your website. So what is a compelling offer? You're presenting a question that can solve a problem for the next individual. So, hey, my thing is, how can I increase your income by $10,000 a month? I can show you five ways to increase your income by $10,000 a month. Click the link in the bio and download my free book. And you know, this will teach you 5 different ways to make $10,000 in an extra $10,000 in 30 days. Now, that's great, right? Everybody says that. So what would stand out for me? Because now y'all are like, what are you, cryptocurrency? What are you, affiliate marketing? What are you, this? So that wasn't even a compelling argument to the majority of people out here, majority of the people who are on this live, because you guys are already business-minded, business-focused. Y'all already figured out that you have a product and you want to sell it. Now the problem is getting your product out there, right? And what would make that? So that doesn't entice you enough. So if I told you you could make an extra $10,000 in 30 days, you're going to say, how, Unique? How are you going to help me? I'm going to tell you, I can give you 5 tips, create a drip campaign, increase your pricing. Now, if I tell you I can create you 5 tips or tell you 5 ways to make money, $10,000 in 30 days, and it doesn't cost you any money, how many more people would be enticed by that? Wouldn't that entice you? And if I can help you do that within the next 30 days, I can, without spending a dime. Because that is the biggest picture about it is, wow, I got to spend more money to make money. All this money going out. I got to buy products. I got to buy this. I got to buy that. No, you don't have to spend anything other than some time. You might have to put some time into it so that you can create that item. Create that specialty thing that will cost you, that you will give away. Now, this works for everybody, okay? So don't think that this does not work for you in your business because you've got hair products or you sell clothes or whatever. Because everybody wants to be educated about something about themselves. So for instance, for my hair client people, you create a book, a little small book on hair care tips. Download my free copy of these 15 or 20 hair care tips to help you grow your natural, to keep your hair healthy. You know, some of these tips attain to doing a protective style, not putting heat on your hair, washing your hair less often. You know, using a special type of conditioner. Those are kind of things that will help. Now, what if you are selling t-shirts, right? Everybody likes different types of t-shirts. So what types of t-shirts best fit you? What fabric accents your skin? What are your colors that make your eyes pop? There's a book out. You create a book. What clothes, what kind of fitted clothes or non-fitted clothes should you wear for your body type? Those are great things. Or if your shirts are inspirational, maybe have them with the quotes on the shirts and defining, this is a book of inspiration, this is a book of affirmations that tells you about my shirt. You know what I mean? I push positivity in all of the shirts that I wear. So as my shirt is, I'm unforgettable. When you meet me, I'm unforgettable. You're always going to want to know me. You're going to touch me. You want to talk to me. You want to listen to me. You want to do that. I am unforgettable. Either it's my voice, my looks, my energy, whatever it is, I am unforgettable. So those are things that you can put in the affirmations book just to be like, hey, get it, or give them a free t-shirt with the price included into the shipping. Right? So we're about to bring on our special guest on for tonight. And we're going to talk to her about her compelling messages and what she says right now. We're going to give her a call, bring her on live. Hello.
Hello.
Hold on. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am great. Can you tell everybody who you are and what your business is?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Sierra. I have a crafting business, which is called Craftsy, pun intended, on my name. Also, I have a mobile nursing service business, and it's called Thrive Mobile Nursing Services.
Nice. So, in your crafting business, what kind of crafts do you do?
Mostly wreaths, but I've done some canvas art, candles. I've done a little jewelry, floral arrangements, and I've even tried dip desserts. Usually that's really popular around, like, Valentine's Day.
Okay. And when it comes down to your, what would you call it, your traveling nurses services, what do you do with that?
Well, right now, I offer 10 services. It's not limited to this because I do plan on expanding. And being that I just started, you know, I'm still working on everything, trying to get it together. But right now, I offer medication management, which is basically, you know, patients that are alert, awake, and oriented. They can get up, and I'll have all their pills set up for them. You know, before you take some medications, they require a blood pressure check or you to check your pulse. So I plan on looking at their doctor's orders, writing everything out for them, because, of course, I can't be with them 24/7. And some people take meds, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a day even. So I'll have everything set up for them, what time they're supposed to take it, the direction, you know, if they need to hold it because of a abnormal blood pressure or what's too low or what's too high or if they need to take anything additional or even like anxiety meds sometimes or pain meds, you know, if you start feeling a certain way about things, what you should do. Because sometimes those directions are unclear when you get them from your doctor, or I feel like a lot of people don't look at the side effects of medication. So I feel
right.
like I was liaison as far as stepping in and just reiterating all that. My company also offers disease management, which, just to name a few, I would say would be like blood pressure, diabetes, and like post-stroke, just because those are so popular and I've seen it so much in my career. So diabetes, I would say, is one. Diabetic education is so important. It's so many people that are pre-diabetic, what they call, which means your hemoglobin A1C hasn't reached the peak level to be a full-blown diabetic. And I won't say any ranges because I don't want to confuse anyone, because every facility is different. So this number may be this here, but it may be something else somewhere else. But, yeah, so, I plan on giving out, like, meal plans, just things that you can do to get your A1C down so you don't become a full-blown diabetic if you are pre-diabetic or even get worse. Also, I plan on offering, it's 10 things, so I'm just going down the line, meal preparation and meal delivery, which I'll prep like small meals or just simple things, because I can't, my company is not to be with people for 8 to 12 hours a day, so I wouldn't be able to cook you steak and lobster for dinner or lasagna for lunch. Like, yeah, I would just be able, like, maybe grits and eggs and bacon for breakfast, whatever your preference is, or whatever time of day I'm there, whatever you want at the time. And I'll even prep for later if that's what you desire. Also, meal delivery, because we all want to eat out sometimes. So included in the subscription that you decide to choose with this company, I would allow, like, so many meals within that week. And I'll, whatever you want, like, I'll go pick it up, bring it to you, your scheduled days of the week, and wound care, which I feel like is really important because especially diabetics, they usually get like a lot of pressure ulcers or sores, and sometimes, you know, home health, they come in once, twice, sometimes 3 times a week, really depending on insurance. Maybe they go to the wound care center, but that's usually not a everyday appointment. So sometimes you have a dressing that you need changed, you know, more than just the days that you are scheduled to go somewhere or someone is scheduled to come to your house. So that's where I step in, and I'll come and do that for you, of course, on your scheduled days. And hopefully, you know, like if you just say you have home health Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, well, I would come in on Tuesday and Thursday just to be sure that your dressing is changed every day and provide the other services that you choose to subscribe to. Transportation services, which will be to like doctor's appointments or the pharmacy, even like to like council on aging is what we call it here, or a senior center. You know, it's important to get out the house. I know with the pandemic that's going around, we're all kind of stuck in and kind of scared to get out and do stuff, but it is really important to have social interaction. So I know it's limited to certain activities, but I would be willing to drive people there within their allotted time frame. Companionship, you know, sometimes we just need someone around for a couple of hours. Light housekeeping, you know, which will be just limited to certain things. I'm not going to get on my hands and knees and scrub the floors, of course, but, you know, like dishwashing, mopping and sweeping, keeping the countertops and the toilets clean, making a bed. I plan on offering that. And lab management, that's the last thing I want to touch on, because even myself, like, I've gone to the doctor before, and I've gotten, like, a lab value back, and it's something that I'm not familiar with, and the doctor or the nurse will explain it to you, and it's like, oh, it's this, this, and this, but, oh, don't worry, you know, like, well, why didn't you just tell me all that? So my plan is to just reiterate basically everything that they said and explain it in a way that you will better understand so you can do what the doctor told you to do. I'm not, it's not in my scope of practice to diagnose anyone or to give, you know, direct direction, but I can reiterate what the doctor has said and offer, like, therapeutic things to do. So, yeah, as of right now, that's the main services I'm offering, but I do plan on expanding.
So that was a mouthful. That was a lot. And I appreciate you breaking all of that down. For us, because some people, because even though you say you're a traveling nurse, it's not technically meaning you have to work with the elderly. You could be somebody who's just in transition or car accident or something else, and they just need somebody to, you know, help out a little bit throughout the day. So that makes it very, very awesome and very cool.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So we see what your passion is, because your poor little Reese business did not get this much love. You went on and on about the nursing services and how much you do and how you feel and explaining it from what a doctor might say and da-da-da-da-da. Like, you was excited.
Yeah.
Like, that is your, if you're going to pick one, that would be your passion. I mean,
yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. My crafting business, I mean, it's more so of a hobby, and I just, I never done it full time, but, you know, when I was really heavy with it, it just didn't get, like, the amount of support that I expected. So with this, I feel like healthcare is always going to be needed. Like, you might not need a wreath, but you're going to need a nurse.
Right. And just even if you don't technically need a nurse with COVID going around like this, you need somebody, you sometimes need somebody there to help you out. Or like you said, a little bit of companionship. Somebody, say you get COVID and you need somebody to come through to drop you off some food or something else that can look over you as well and make sure that, you know, you're at a right state of, you know, right state of mind, because mental health is just as bad as physical health when you're having to lay there being sick by yourself. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, and this goes along with all ages, so just don't think needing a mobile health care person or mobile nurse is for the elderly, because if you're single and you're not married and you are by yourself, sometimes it's just easier to hire somebody to help you out through in the house if you don't have anybody else. You know, or grown kids or little kids, you know, it's all different aspects of it. So getting back on the topic, we're going to stick with your nursing side of it. What would be something that you would want to compel people to do? Because I'm looking at your nursing website and it doesn't say much to me. You know, your nursing Instagram page, it doesn't say anything to me. If you just created it, I understand, but the whole part of it is making sure your message is out there so people want to know your services. Even if I don't need your services today, like, can I call you up tomorrow? Do you do IVs?
Yes, ma'am, I can. I've actually so far had one IV patient, and it was just the one drug that she needed administered, and it was something new for her. And honestly, for me, too, I had never dealt with that specific drug, but I've been dealing with IVs for my whole nursing career, which is 5 years. So, yes, I can and I will do IVs. But, yeah, my page is pretty new and it's still under construction. So I appreciate that input. I'm working on it, though.
So, the thing is like that IV treatment, that hydration treatment with just saline IVs, people pay $160 for somebody to drive to their house to help them get over a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a great side to doing, and, you know, you add some B12 in it, you add some nausea medicine in it, Huh?
I say, yeah, you know all about it. I've seen a lot of hydration companies lately.
Yeah, I mean, and to be mobile, that's always a great thing. I just think that works. You'll be surprised at people who will want it, especially if they don't have to come out their house to get it. Those are great things. Hangover 101, I said that was my goal when I become a billionaire. I need a IV drip on the side of my bed for those long nights.
Right.
And have a nurse come in about like 4 or 5 in the morning while I'm asleep, do a little IV, so by the time I wake up, I'm refreshed. Yes, that is the ultimate goal. That's the best thing you could ever do. For anybody who likes to drink and need a quick way of getting their hangover, get you an IV. I know that sounds crazy, but it works. It works. Two bags of saline saves your life. Works. Two bags of saline will make you a new person in 2 hours. Better drink a 4 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that being said, what are some of the things out there? What are some of the verbiage that you use to compel your customers to come to you?
Some of the what?
Verbiage that you use. What would be some things? Do you have any verbiage that you use other than you know, what would be something you could tell them to get their information? Because if you're at the beginning, let's start with this. You're at a growing point in your traveling nursing business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the goal right now would get you to entice people to use your services. Your services are probably a little bit more expensive than, you know, them going to a Wellstar or whatever, or calling their doctor or whatever on their thing, and it's a little bit more personal service. So,
yeah.
That being said, like if I was helping you market your business, these are the things that I would do. You would have a nice little webpage that would say, and your compelling offer would kind of be like, to me, it was like, are you alone and need a little bit of help? You know what I mean? Or are you having trouble with this new medication that they're giving you as a customer? Or are you feeling a little lonely and just need somebody to help you out throughout the day?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into, I am such and such, and I can be your mobile nurse and confidant. You know what I mean? I can help you manage your medicine. I can help you prepare a few meals for today. You know, grocery shopping, whatever your list of items are, take you to the store. Do you need someone to take you to the store? You know, are you feeling a little bit down today? Just something to play off of those people's emotions. And then you start listing out your services on how you get help, like the IV thing. Are you laying in bed right now with a hangover? That's a great Saturday morning and Sunday morning one that you could do a rotation. Are you laying there right now with a headache?
And
you're super dehydrated? Give me a call right now. I'll come to your house and I'll help you recover within an hour. Man.
Yep.
I need to be a business.
I have a couple of templates, but I just haven't put everything into motion. But, yeah, I love your advice. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so that would be something. So with that being said, what would be another compelling offer that you can create for yourself? What would be something about your services? This is just by what you gave me. I gave you my feedback. So what are things, because you know your business better than I do. So what what would be something that you would want to say?
Well, as of lately, you know, with the pandemic numbers, like the cases and stuff rising, I can't say that I've been 100% focused on that, but that's been a good of, you know, things that I'm focused on. So, you know, when you're in quarantine, you can't go out to the store. You can't, like, do anything. And, of course, there's lots of delivery services, but they don't know you're in quarantine. They don't care how you feel. You know, when you provide me with all that information, like, I'm going to check on you. I'm going to be sure you're okay. With my expertise, I can go in the store and get you medication for exactly what you need, not just some general topic. You know, like I can tell me what your symptoms are and I can find the best over-the-counter medication to treat you, you know, keeping in mind whatever your diagnoses are. But if you get like a DoorDash or something to get it, like you tell them, oh, go get me, NyQuil or whatever, but that might not even be the best thing for you because NyQuil has an ingredient in it that if you have high blood pressure, it's not good for you to take it. So with me knowing all those things, I can go get you something that's safe for you to take and will treat your symptoms.
That's perfect. And I think that may be a part of where you can actually hone in on capitalizing on your business right now. Like use your page and every day create, like you're bringing care packages to people, for helping them get through it. Holistic, maybe remedies in there as well as, you know, regular remedies. It's just, you know, for a low, low fee, here's a holistic price. Here's, you know, here's some aloe vera and some ginger and some sea moss in this basket. And then if you want them over the counter, here's some, you know, Mucinex, some Sudafed, some whatever you cough medicine to help you through a cough, a thermometer, you know, some Tylenol to keep that temperature down, whatever you are taking that you're supposed to take on this side. So, you know, a nice little ice pack, you know, eye covering, you know, little stuff like that. But let's get crafty with it because now as you're giving your nursing care practice and you're talking about how these little packages that I can deliver to your door will make you feel so much better in the next 24 to 48 hours, You can use your crafting skills to create little baskets and little bowls and add that into the price of what you're doing to make people feel better. So use your nursing as a platform that's going to make you your real money. Add a little service fee to make it a little, you know, more decorative and more prettier because that, you know, when you're sick and when you're down, that's what you want to see. You want to see some pretty little arrangements. You feel special when you're getting
I agree.
You know, so when you're handing, you're a person who wants to make people feel good about themselves. You're a person who wants to act, you know, make sure they're getting the most healthy options for their body. So then there's always that's physical health. But that emotional health always means nurturing. You know, maybe you created a little book of poetry or a book of jokes. You know, they say laughing heals. So make a little, say, hey, download my free joke book. It'll make you feel better overnight. You know what I mean? And, again, even if you're not a comedian, you can download, find some jokes online and put them in a book. You know, you don't have to create the new wheel. But at the end of the day, if you can submit something on that actually gets people excited and fun, like, oh, yeah, that joke book, you know, something makes me laugh, you know, some funny little memes in there, something to entertain, to get that emotional side of them, and now make people feel better. So that healing side of it and that emotional side of it actually helps. So use those things to compel people to actually be part of your business, that want to come and help your business out, to want to, you know, want to use the traveling nurses side of it, because I'm not older you know, out of shape or unhealthy or anything. But if I'm sick and I don't have anybody here, I was like, man, I wish there was somebody I could call. You know what I mean? Just to.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah. And I like to see people. So I was like, oh, man, I just want to talk to a human for a minute. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't maybe want to talk to on the phone. And sometimes your family and friends are so biased. Yeah, you should have did this. You should have done that. That's why you're sick. People, sometimes
yep.
when you don't want to hear that shit. You just...
Yep.
We know when we get wrong, we get sick, or even if we didn't do something wrong, something just happened, and you don't want to be beat up on. So having somebody there that's kind of biased, who kind of can know how they can help you out in the whole process, and you know, and offer some insight about it,
mm-hmm.
would be very
yeah.
helpful in what you're doing. So those are some of the tips of how you could become and make your business more compelling than the next competitors, you know, the next person out there. So those are my points of views and how you can do this. So tell everybody, do you have a website yet?
No, ma'am. I don't have a website.
Well, we need to get you a website so that you can go on there, and you need to work on this Instagram page and get at least 12 pictures up there. So that 369, 9 pictures up there, so it looks like your page is full. So, and don't think too hard about this sometimes. People think so hard about, oh, what should I put on my Instagram page? What should I do this or what should I do that?
I think that's a problem. And plus, I still work, like, in nursing full time. So, you know, I knew what I was signing up for when I chose to do this. But, you know, it's like I just get discouraged. But, yes, this has definitely been a motivation for me to get all that done. I'm writing notes.
But the thing is, it's just to make it, don't try to recreate nothing. All the information out there is already out there. You know what I mean? Just repost some information that's out there. CDC information is out there. Make it fun. Make it where people will listen to it. Make it a joke where people will actually, you know, listen to what you're saying. Because there's a lot of information out there. Because it's so overwhelming, people don't want to listen to it. Even as a nurse, you could even go in there and start reading off the side effects of medications that are people on and suggest alternatives. Hey, if you have high blood pressure and you're on these medicines, these are the side effects. But it's been known if you change your diet and you eat more fruits and drink more water and get off of some of that food that's high in sodium, you can reduce your blood pressure on your own. I am not a doctor, so I'm not telling people what to do with their body. I mean, but at the end of the day, these are other options that you can do to help lower your blood pressure. Have been known, you know, different herbs that can lower your blood pressure. Whatever your passion is for what you're doing and how you want to present it, if you like giving people over-the-counter medicine, or if you like giving people medication, actually teaching them like what, you know, medications do for you and how they can actually help you. I actually have another caller. Come on.
Huh?
I have another caller here. I'm just curious about what they would like to say. So I'm going to join them in, and we're going to be a three-party conversation, all right?
Okay.
I know, right? Hello, hello. Welcome to the I Am Unique podcast. How can I help you today? Hello, hello? Hello? All right, never mind, Miss Sierra. They didn't say nothing. I like to give people opportunities. We only got 9 more minutes in the segment. Let them, if you need any help, I would love if you do have the time or, you know, take 30, if you have 30 minutes out your day to make sure you sign up for my I Am Unique Marketing website so I can give you free access to my marketing software to help you start marketing this business and get more information. I'm giving it away to first 100 people. It's running down, so by February it'll be over. So make sure you I'll send you that in your DM for you to go and grab that software and that program and that software to tell you how to help your business grow how you need it to be. But as of right now, I want you to tell people where you are and how they can find you if they need your services. And that's it.
Okay. Well, my name is Sierra again. My company is Thrive Mobile Nursing Services. I am in the Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas area. So some people say Dallas, Fort Worth. Some people just say Dallas, Texas. But I'm in that area. my Instagram is Thrive Mobile Nursing Services, the exact way that it sounds, T-H-R-I-V-E, and then Mobile Nursing. My phone number that you can reach me at will be 405-896-0931. And if you need to reach me by email, you can look me up as smithntch@aol.com. I'm also on care.com, and you can just search my name, Sierra Thomas, and it'll tell you that I'm in the Dallas area, and it has a list of everything that I offer, my price ranges, and all that. So, yep.
All right, Miss Sierra, I appreciate you coming on. Now, anybody out there that's in the Dallas area, make sure you hit her up. If you got an elderly person or you're stuck in the house because of COVID or you got in a car accident and bumped your head on the wall or just a plain old slip and fall, make sure y'all call Sierra if y'all need some groceries, y'all need some help, y'all need some medical care. Because, you know, sometimes you don't want to clean them bandages or you need somebody to give you a bubble bath. Let Miss Sierra do it for you. You know, pay her a nice little fee, and she'll come through and help you out. What'd you say?
I said, I got them. Just call me, pick, or whatever. I got you. Let me know what you need.
She got you. So this is I'm Unique Wright signing off as your DIY business coach. Thank you, Miss Sierra, for coming on. And
thank you for having me.
And we'll talk later, okay?
All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right, bye-bye. All right, guys. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY coach. In here, Studio U, if you like this message or you care for it, make sure you click the link in the bio. Like, share this with everybody else out there. Oh, we got lost on Instagram. Damn, another time on Instagram. Share this with everybody out there and make sure you use it wisely. If you want any more information, please go to IamUniqueMarketing.com. IamUniqueMarketing.com and we'll get you started. All right, I'm giving away 100 people. I'm about halfway into it. So just let me know. Sign up today. All right, guys. Bye.